we're just ending up the numbers. I think we signed, don't hold me to these numbers, I think we signed 8 guys outright and have 2 or 3 guys we're going to bring in, you know, the tryouts, and then you can decide at the end of the 3 days if you want to. So somewhere between 11 and 12 will be the total in terms of free agents after the draft.
Is this something like last year where you'll put out a list today? Or?
We'll try. We'll try. I forget how that all went. Did we do that last?
Yeah.
The night
we
did that?
Okay. No, we'll, as soon as we have.
Yeah, we'll try to do that. We'll try to do that. We have to get the faxes going and make sure that everybody's good with it.
And now that the draft's over, can you look back on how it went in terms of the positions you addressed?
We're pretty good about, in terms of taking care of needs that were identified prior to the draft. Didn't get everything done. And anything that we lacked in terms of numbers at positions, we did take care of that in free agency. So in terms of the right numbers going into the camp and to be able to do what we need to do, we have that done. I think we addressed most of our needs in the actual draft for people that would have a chance to come in and be starters or contributors.
What was the, how was it going to break down? If you didn't get a safety, you were going to get what, a fullback? Or how did that work?
What do you mean?
Just coming in the draft, did you think you might get a safety in the draft, or was it not a priority?
Yeah, even with the signing of Green, we felt like if there was one that worked out that way, we would take another one, and we ended up not doing that, but took care of it in free agency. And our numbers are good, certainly.
Is kick returner one of those that you maybe did get to? Like
yeah, well, and I thought we would, because there were so many options on running backs and wide receivers that could do that. And the kid that we drafted in the 7th, Abominu, has the ability to be able to do that, but he, you know, he hadn't put up the numbers.
Do you intend to try him out there?
Yes, he'll be given an opportunity, that's correct.
Any other glaring things that you didn't get in the draft?
We wanted to assign another tight end, and we took care of that in free agency, but weren't able to do it in the draft. And, you know, had a couple opportunities that kind of vanished right before our picks.
Are you still open to pursuing a veteran backup quarterback situation?
Well, yeah, we'd still be looking. You know, the numbers are the names have dwindled. There may be a fresh group after June 1, but you know, hard to predict who that would be.
What's the Ty Law situation? If Jenny's kind of.
Yeah, you know, we'll still talk with him. You know, we're not going to just close the door on it, and I'm sure we'll be getting a call. But certainly, we feel like we've addressed that problem. With Kelly.
You had some needs, but I mean, the roster was already pretty strong to begin with, coming off the Super Bowl. Did you feel like you really had a whole lot to do? Sorry.
No, we feel good about where we're at in terms of, you know, we've got a good team, and you know, people came, people left, people came on, but no, we feel good about, you know, we don't feel like we've got to have to do something, you know, to get us to be competitive and ready to challenge again. So we feel good about where the team's at.
Can you go through just the picks today that you made and just give us a synopsis?
Rob Sims from Ohio State is a guy we thought was going to go in the around the 3rd round. Obviously, we didn't have a 3rd round pick, so we were pleased that he was there. We believe that he's got potential to be a starter in this league. He's an athletic guard, does a real good job on his pulls, always seems to make contact, very smart man. Another good guy. I think we found him in church when we whispered in. We set that up. You guys will like him. A great guy. And parents, I think mom's a teacher and dad's a policeman. So a good guy that everybody's excited about. To get a guard that would potentially be a starter, you feel good about that in the 4th round. And then in the 5th round, we got Kurtman, the fullback from USC. It was a very small list in terms of fullbacks this year, and he was the one that we targeted for being able to do all the things that we're asking that guy to do. Good position blocker, can run with the ball, he's got real good hands, and a very good special teams player. So because of all his traits, we felt like he had a real shot at being a guy that could contribute for us. Everybody knows how old Mac is, and Leonard, still not sure what is Leonard. Is he the fullback? Is he a halfback? Is he a one back? So that's still a work in progress there. So we figured, well, we better take another guy at that position just so we're secure for the future. And so we feel good about him. And then we got the punter in the 7th. He was our number one rated punter of the college guys. We also have a guy, Gabe Lindstrom, who's punting in the Europe League. And I think he's leading the league over there. And we signed Tom again, so we feel someone will emerge from that group and be our punter. But we were excited about Plackemeyer to be able to get him. And then we got the receiver from Auburn, Ben Abominu, and he's a guy that we thought, again, would go higher. Not ultimately a position of need, but this is a guy that we didn't want to play the free agency game with him because we thought the monies would go up, so we took him with that last pick.
And so you kind of see, when you talked about the punting situation, and you also see Kirkman and Weaver kind of going at it there for that backup fullback spot.
Yeah, and it depends on where Leonard lands as a halfback or a fullback. Kirkman will be a fullback.
What is the thought there with Weaver? As far as the halfback prospect,
I think that's going to be determined in these camps and the training camps. So that'll be a battle to watch, I think. Obviously, he showed a lot of good things in terms of his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and to be able to run the ball. He obviously needs to improve blocking wise, and he knows that.
It seems like he just kind of fell to you, whereas people on the outside were all saying, oh, they need a guard because Hutchinson gone, but that wasn't really a big need.
No, he was, you know, when you look on your board, his guard was up here and everybody was down here, so you want to be true. If there's nothing that's keeping you from taking him, you want to take a guy that's sticking out like that, and he did. That was definitely a case of that.
No,
but we like him too, yeah, and obviously I think every year we need to add to our offensive line. You just got to keep that strong no matter who. Last year it was Spencer, this year it's Sims. We'll do something again next year. Just got to keep adding to that because it's one of our strengths. It's kind of our identity.
And it seems like the offensive line is pretty versatile. I mean, guys look like they can play a couple different positions up and down the board, you know, Womack.
Yeah, and that'll be one of the keys coming out of these mini camps is try to tell, okay, who's fitting where because of the addition of Ashworth and Sims. And, you know, Chris has solidified himself and Porkchop is playing somewhere along the line. Who's fitting? And I think that's what the coaches are going to want to get out of these camps. Where are we going to line everybody up come training camp time?
As you go into this camp, who's not going to be able to participate because of surgeries or health reasons?
Yeah, that's an ongoing thing, and Mike, and we'll update it with you. I don't want to just, there's a couple guys that are just now coming off being in, you know, so that'll fluctuate before we get to the camp. Hope to have most of the guys. There's some obvious ones that won't be there, but I don't want to guess on that and give you one. We'll give you that information.
You can at least say Dale Jackson's probably not going to.
Yeah, that one is safe to say. Yeah, that one's safe to say.
At the start of training camp, you should be.
That's the goal, yes.
And now, I guess Jeremy Stevens is out as well.
Right, that's what our guys are saying.
What's kind of for next weekend's camp? What's kind of another ski's coming in? What's your goal for that camp? What are you trying to get
the coach's goal is, you know, get the new guys orientation into what we do and how we do it. And that's a big part of it. And then with the vets, you just kind of see what kind of shape everybody's in and just kind of get everybody moving and see how everybody's doing. But I think the big part of it is getting the young guys into our system and acclimated and ready to go once camp comes around.
How do you approach that when you're looking at the guys that will come in? I mean, are you, granted, how they grasp it and all that stuff, but I mean, is it kind of a reformation into the this guy's what we think he can be, or are you looking at different
stuff? Sure, human nature says you're going to do that. You don't like to use a minicamp as an evaluation deal. We've already done that. Now it's those guys who want to get them ready to play, but can't help it. Make sure they look good and they're not falling down and they got dressed right. But that's, the personnel people will gravitate toward watching those guys to see how they fit with our veterans.
And that's kind of how, because it's kind of a pressure situation for them, and they're not putting them in a weird situation, so kind of a...
You see how quickly they adapt, right? And who's going to struggle with it, who's in awe of everything, or who just... He's come here to take a job.
Is that when LOFO really kind of opened you guys' eyes more last year?
You know, I'd have to say it was camp, but here he did pick things up pretty quickly, and we were real pleased at how he came on in the passing game because that's the most complicated part of what he has to do. So, but the real eye-catching stuff was when we got to the contact stuff in camp.
Do you throw the whole playbook at these young guys, or do you use them?
I think I don't think ease is the right word, but. You know, I think they do it gradually, but the coaches can answer that better than I can.
Tim, given how close you came to winning it all last year, how painful the nature of the loss, how did that color how you approach this year in terms of trying to maintain it?
Well, certainly the players have taken it upon themselves to say, you know, it's unfinished business, and I think that we see that reflected in the amount, in our participation of our off-season program, that there is a, you know, a bad taste in their mouth. For us, I think, you know, our guys, this process of free agency and the draft has been an all-year thing, and you really just kind of keep moving on as part of the, you know, I don't know that it changed our approach. There was no sense of desperation or, geez, we've got to do more or better or, you know, it was better from an organizational standpoint because now we went through a whole year with this one system, pro and college, so we talked the same language. So I think in that way it was more efficient and more smooth. And I thought our cooperation, communication, and everybody's work in this draft was excellent. And there was a good feeling in that room, coaches and personnel. We all felt like we did it together. And last year there was kind of a lot of pieces coming together for the first time, so that was a little different. And we did a fine job, but this just felt better.
How nice was it to have this?
One board.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was real good. And there wasn't a lot of guesswork.
Who of your picks today was the greatest since the greatest value as far as the greatest disparity?
Yes, he was really sticking out. And like I said, we thought he was going to go in the third round. We didn't have a third round pick. We certainly didn't think he'd go past that first wave in the fourth. When people really make smart picks, they've had all night to think about it. And so that felt good.
Were there runs that made him come available? Was there any sort of pattern that helped you?
Not that I remember, Mike. I'd have to look back over it. You know, you kind of get wrapped up in the names and not paying attention to the positions. I don't remember there being another position that just ran in the fourth round.
Do you get the chance to watch the other teams? I mean, you see the division getting a little tougher this weekend?
Yes, a lot of, you know, especially high up, a lot of teams in Arizona and San Francisco did a nice job in their drafts. And if those guys pan out, then... But you expect that. You expect that our division wasn't going to be us as the only team over 500. That's not going to last. It never does. So, and they're getting better, and we have to get better. We have to maintain our edge and be on the cutting edge in terms of what we're doing and the people that we're doing it with.
This is kind of the end of, you know, the major part of the offseason in terms of picking guys up. Can you just assess, including Peterson, including Burleson, just with the draft, everything that's happened, how you guys feel about the offseason?
Feel good about it. I think, you know, I think I can say I feel like we're an even better team than the one that lost the Super Bowl. And in terms of if those guys that we brought in are what we think they are, and everything works right, you've got to have a little luck, obviously, and this is where we can be a better team. We can be certainly a stronger defensive team. And I think Nate Burleson really adds a dimension to our offense. And so the key will be, you know, how quickly the new lineup and the offensive line will gel. And most of those guys are veterans, so we don't anticipate that being something that takes a long time.
How many changes could you potentially see on that line?
You know, it'll probably be just the one position, I would think, initially anyway. If Robbie and Chris hold up, I think you're going to see Chris Spencer quickly challenge at the center position. So, you know, I think just off the top of my head, be one or two.
Could Sims push maybe push Gray, or is it in your team season?
It'd be hard. That's difficult. Very difficult position to learn and master right away. Our line and what they do. They're such a veteran group. They've really gone beyond. And it could happen, but you know, you want them to come in and get acclimated and hope that for the future that's a guy that can be a starter.
Just to clarify, do you project Weaver as more of a running back than this season?
That's going
to
be a coach's decision. Obviously, the stuff that he was featured in last year were the nice runs, and the fans went nuts, and he caught the ball in the backfield. You know, he wasn't really asked to be the fullback because, you know, he had a guy. So that's really what this mini camp, these next two mini camps and training camps will determine. He's done a lot of nice things in both areas.
It's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, no, he's a tough guy. Is that it?
Anything else, guys?
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks.